On-duty Virginia police officer killed in gas station shooting. By Nick Gilbertson on March 16, 2022. A Virginia police officer was shot and killed in the line of duty Monday while responding to a domestic situation at a gas station, authorities said. Officer Caleb Ogilvy, 35, of the Covington Police Department, CPD, was responding to a report of a man's erratic and escalating behavior at a gas station and convenience store in the 100 block of North Allegheny Avenue Monday, the Virginia State Police said in a press release shared by VirNews. CPD Chief Christopher Smith said in a Facebook release that the establishment was Covington Farm and Fuel. Police said Tony Paulston Jr., 42, entered the business, where his relative Randall Lee Paxton, 62, was working. At around 4:30 p.m. a domestic situation ensued between the men, which culminated in Paulson shooting Paxton, the VSP said. The VSP continued. Upon being alerted to Paulston's erratic and escalating behavior inside the store, the City of Covington Police and Allegheny County Sheriff's Office immediately responded to the scene. When the officers and deputies arrived, they encountered Paulston armed with a pistol coming out of the store. Shots were fired, which resulted in the death of Paulston and City of Covington police officer Caleb Ogilvy, who had responded to the scene. After the scene was secured, authorities went into the gas station, where they found Paxton fatally shot. No customers, other employees, or law enforcement officers were injured, the VSP said. Police said Paxton's wife, a gas station employee, was working inside at the time of the incident. Ogilvy joined the force last August, the CPD said. He previously served as an active duty Marine from 2006 to 2010, before being honorably discharged and enlisting in the reserves from 2011 to 2016. He leaves behind a wife, Natasha, and their two young daughters. He also leaves behind an ex-wife, Mallory, and their two young daughters, states the fund, the first crowdfunding page established for his family. Smith noted that an officer with the department had never been shot and killed in the line of duty before. He said, "We ask that you keep Officer Ogilvy's family, especially his young children, in your thoughts and prayers during difficult this time, as they work to process and deal with this devastating loss." Covington Police Department and all of our area public safety agencies responded and are impacted by this incident as well. We have been touched and amazed at the outpouring of support from our community for Officer Ogilvy's family, our department, and all those in public safety. His engaging personality, dedication to serving others, and great sense of humor quickly endeared him to his Covington police family and our community, Smith went on to add. This senseless loss is being felt by so many today and will be in the days to come. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin tweeted that he and First Lady Suzanne Youngkin were devastated by the tragic loss of a Covington police officer. "This serves as a reminder that law enforcement officers risk their lives every day," the governor added. "Our thoughts and prayers are with the family of the fallen officer during this difficult time." The VSP stated it is investigating the shooting deaths of Ogilvy and Paxton at the request of Smith and the CPD. It is also investigating the officer involved shooting at both Smith's and Allegheny Sheriff Kevin W. Hall's requests.